Thank you for calling XBL Logistics. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Hey, Sandra. This is Sawana with Affordable Home Tech Office. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm calling in for two reasons. Two different technicians, actually. The first one is going to be order number 0730, C as in Charlie, A as in Adam, 9, D as in David.
That's 0730, Charlie, Alpha, 9, Delta.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Let me place you on hold while I pull up that account for you.
Sure.
Thank you for holding for me. Can you verify the customer's name and address?
Yeah, it's 210 Greenfield Street, apartment 221 in Wilmington, North Carolina.
And the customer's name is Rob Morero?
Romero, yes.
Yes, ma'am. How can I assist you with this order?
All right. So the tech proceeded to the address that the GPS took him to, but it brought him to some type of a gate that says resident parking only. All others will be towed at owner's expense. He can't get in the gate because it looks like you have to have like some type of a pass or whatever for the gate to open. So he can't get inside the gate to look around to try to find apartment 221. And
okay.
He hasn't been able to get the phone.
All right. Let me see if I can call the customer so he can assist. Hold on just a second.
Well, actually, the technician had an emergency service call while he was at this gate waiting for the customer to call back. So he left messages. I left a message yesterday as well. But while he was trying to wait a few minutes and get XPO on the line and waiting for the customer to call back, he got an emergency service call. So he had to go run, take care of that. But he has been waiting for the customer to call him back already.
Okay, so he's no longer at the customer's home, and he didn't call XVO to start a knot at home.
Well,
so once he couldn't get in touch with the customer, he just left? He had an emergency call?
He did call XVO. XVO had him on hold. No one never picked up. And then he got the phone call from the other customer. And then he called me and asked me to get you guys back on the phone to advise that this customer, he can't get in. And the customer is not answering, and the customer hasn't called him back. So he was waiting for the customer to call him back, and you can't start the clock if nobody answers on XBO's line.
Yes, ma'am. Now, I do apologize. We are very busy this time of year. And
no, I know.
They do inform the tech that they have to wait until they speak with someone. Just let me contact the customer to verify the information.
Has a leak. We can't wait.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
We have to address that leak first because that can cost us thousands of dollars.
Yes, ma'am,
so
I understand.
I know it's busy, and you're supposed to wait for you guys to start the clock, but under these circumstances, we can't afford to do that, which is why he called me and had me to call back so I can sit here and be on hold.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still required to contact the customer to inform him, and then we have to get him rescheduled.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know he wasn't at the gate anymore.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on just one second for me.
Uh-huh.